أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nuh alayhi salam to commence the building and the construction of this huge ark. Once it was constructed over a period of time, Nuh alayhi salam is instructed to transport animals, creatures, his family and the believers onto this ark. And the moment that happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the flood and the rising of the water. As soon as the water started gushing and the sign was shown to Nuh alayhi salam that the tannur, water will gush forth from the tannur, then he should consider this to be the punishment of Allah that was directed towards his community and his people and all those who had disbelieved. So once he realized this, قَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا, when he saw the water gushing forth from the tannur, Nuh alayhi salam addressed the believers and all those others who were destined to embark on the ship. He says, irkabu fiha, embark onto the ark. Bismillah majreha. And then he recites a dua. He says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, majreha wa mursaha, does it sail and does it anchor? In the name of Allah, does it move, and in the name of Allah, does it halt? This is a dua that we should read every time we embark on any form of conveyance. It is sunnah to recite this dua. It is a very powerful dua that this vehicle that I am driving, or this aircraft that I have boarded, or the ship that I have embarked, it cannot move on its own. It moves with the will of Allah, with the command of Allah. No matter what technology may have been used in the building of this vehicle or this conveyance, and no matter what safety features it may have, Bismillah majreha, it can only move. Majreh, it's moving. It can only move in the name of Allah, and it halts and comes to a stop in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna Rabbi, Nuh alayhi salam said, certainly my Rabb, laghafoor, is most forgiving, rahimun, is the most merciful. Allah speaks of how this ark began sailing in the waves and the waters. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it started moving with them, with all those on board. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it sailed amidst the waves, mawj. Mawj means waves, kaljibal. Allahu Akbar. Allah says these waves were as huge as mountains. These were really, really huge waves. According to some riwayat and narrations, the waves had reached 40 yards above the highest peak of the mountain. So not 40 yards from the ground, but 40 yards above the highest peak, the highest mountain peak at that time. That is how high the water had risen. Nuh alayhi salam, as the ark starts sailing, he spots his son. His son by the name of Kin'an. One of his sons did not accept Islam. And he was a youngster by the name of Kin'an. And today you and I, perhaps as parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to embark on the ship. Allah has allowed us to embark on the ark of hidayah. Allah has brought us onto hidayah. Allah has brought us onto the ship. At no point should I ever feel that I am independent from my child. Look at how old Nuh alayhi salam was. Look at how, imagine how old his son must have been. At no point should I feel that now my son is independent. What he does, that is his business. What I do, that is my business. He is married now, and he has a job of his own, or she is now, she's gone into another home, and she belongs to another man. She's no longer my responsibility. He is no longer my responsibility. Bring them onto that ark as well. It is your responsibility right up to your death to ensure that you have your family with you on that ark, on that ship, and together you sail through the waters and the waves of fitna and fasad and vice. that are found in this world. So Nuh alayhi salam, he sees his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ. He shouts out to his son. Imagine seeing your son in this condition and the state. You know what the end result will be. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. And his son was in an isolated spot. His son was in an isolated spot, surrounded with water. He could not move. He could not proceed in any direction. And he says, Ya Bunay. There is no expression. There is no expression that denotes more love and affection for one's child than the expression, Ya Bunay. Ya Bunay. He didn't look at the expression. He didn't say, you see, Kanan. Kanan, I told you throughout my life, 900 years of my life, I've been telling you, Kanan, that come, join me, embrace Islam, you will be saved. You see now, Kanan, you're in a problem now. Now what can I know? He says, Ya Bunayya, even at that point, he expresses the highest level of love and affection. And that's the first thing we need. First thing we need to express when we wish to persuade and influence and make a positive impression on the lives of our children. He says, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son, Irkam ma'ana, embark the ship with us. Come onto the ship, come onto the ark. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. Watch your company, O my son. Wala takum ma'al kafirin. I told you, do not be in the company of the disbelievers. Leave that company. You are in the wrong circle of friends. You need to come out of that company. Do not be with them and come with us, the company of the pious and the believers. Qala sa'awi ila jabal. This discussion is taking place between the two of them. He tells his father, he tells Nuh alayhi salam, listen father, you go on. You move on. Sa'awi ila jabal. I'm going to climb up a very high mountain. I will climb up to the top of a mountain. Ya'simuni min al-ma. And that will save me from the water. That will save me from the water. Sometimes today, youngsters have that type of mentality. That listen, you know what? I got it under control. I've got it checked. I know what I'm doing. At some point in my life, I'll climb up the mountain. I'll climb up the mountain. Okay? So let me live my life now. Let me do what I want to do now. Okay? You have aged, father. You have become of advanced age. So, you know, maybe you have reached that point in your life where you had to, where you feel that now you have embarked on the ship. But give me time. I'm still climbing the mountain. I'll climb the mountain. When I get to the top of the mountain, I'll be safe. So he says, قَالَ سَعَوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلْ. I'll climb up to the mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا. It's going to save me from the water. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Nuh alayhi salam warned him that, listen here, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ. Today there's no one that can protect you. No one that can safeguard you from the command of Allah, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمْ, except the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy to. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ. Allah says, as they were discussing, a huge wave came. It rose up between the two of them and separated them. And Nuh alayhi salam never saw his son again. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he was from amongst those who were drowned. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was said to the earth, يَا أَرْضُ, O earth, إِبْلَعِي مَاءَكْ, suck in your water. وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي, and O heavens, stop, cease. Do not send down any rains. وَغِيرَ الْمَاءَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the water subsided. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, everything came to an end. That was it. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the whole affair, the whole matter came to an end. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a certain mountain in the Quran known as Mount Judi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ark came to settle on this mount, on the Mount of Judi. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And it was said, curse be upon those who were from amongst the wrongdoers. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.